Warren Buffett once said, "It's better to learn from others' mistakes than your own." But what if you could learn from someone who's made both spectacular wins and instructive errors across 5 separate billion-dollar companies? Brad Jacobs has orchestrated roughly 500 acquisitions, opened hundreds of locations from scratch, created hundreds of thousands of jobs, and raised $30 billion in capital. His companies became legendary multi-baggers, stocks that multiply original investments many times over. What separates Jacobs from countless other business authors isn't just his track record, but his willingness to reveal the missteps that nearly derailed his journey. This is a masterclass in wealth creation from someone who's repeatedly transformed entire industries while candidly sharing what he got wrong along the way. Making billions requires rewiring your brain to create expansive mental states that neutralize conflict and enable clear thinking. At his daughter's wedding, Jacobs led guests to imagine all love throughout human history, existing now and possible over billions of years, then symbolically toss it at the newlyweds. This expansive emotional state transforms business interactions. When negotiations turn tense, tuning into that feeling makes them constructive. Simple gratitude conversations, writing notes about why someone deserves appreciation, then sharing personally, produce happiness lasting months. Successful people aren't immune to negative thoughts. They just don't let them dominate. When negativity arises, acknowledge it as natural self-criticism, then challenge its validity by recognizing it as an outdated survival mechanism. Jacobs transformed family dynamics by replacing "how was your day?" with "what was the happiest moment of your day?" His children kept their antennas up all day, anticipating positive moments to share. Stop expecting unrealistic perfection. When pursuing billions, your team moves fast. Accept that mistakes are inevitable. As Jacobs' mentor taught him, if you want to make money in business, you need to get used to problems. Each one removes an obstacle and gets you closer to success. Technology's exponential acceleration is undeniable. More advancement occurred in the past 50 years than in all previous human history. You can mess up many things in business and still succeed if you catch the big trend right. When evaluating industries, prioritize scalability, how to grow from millions to billions. Ask whether the industry grows faster than GDP, examine multiple paths to profitability, and identify potential obstacles. Research rigorously by devouring specialized journals, industry websites, Glassdoor reviews, and niche trade publications. Set Google alerts, leverage Bloomberg Terminal, and search SEC databases. Industry conferences, especially smaller focused events, provide invaluable insights. Today, artificial intelligence is the mothership of the future. For 2 million years, technology addressed physical needs. Now it's expanding mental capabilities. AI will determine which businesses collapse or prosper, with impacts exceeding anything imaginable. Healthcare, retailing, and manufacturing stand to benefit enormously. We're psychologically wired to believe things will stay the same, leading to spectacular misjudgments, like IBM predicting a world market for maybe 5 computers in 1943, or experts dismissing e-commerce in 1995 while Jeff Bezos built Amazon. Target fragmented industries ripe for consolidation. Acquisitions enable rapid scaling through expanded market presence, professionalized operations, and access to premium customers and talent. Only pursue deals where the downside is acceptable, the base case is excellent, and the upside is exceptional. Speed creates competitive advantage. Compress due diligence from months to weeks through extensive pre-contact research. At XBO, Jacobs' team evaluated 2,000 prospects to complete 17 acquisitions in 4 years. Recognize that selling a company creates tremendous stress for founders, similar to divorce or job loss. Be genuine and communicative about what you admire in their work. Cultural integration is the most critical post-signing element. Use intelligence from due diligence to communicate credibly with stakeholders. Never adopt heavy-handed approaches that alienate employees. Prioritize bringing acquired businesses into your technology ecosystem quickly. One enterprise platform, HR system, CRM database, business intelligence system, and KPI dashboard. This unified infrastructure enables seamless operations and prevents chaos. When hiring key people, aim to accomplish big things while having fun. Recruiting superlative people is the most important thing a CEO does. While perfection seeking is generally counterproductive, hiring is the exception. Make choices as perfect as possible, because few mistakes are costlier than hiring the wrong person. Look for four essential qualities: intelligence, hunger, integrity, and collegiality. If a candidate is deficient in any one, that's a risk not worth taking. Intelligence is the first screening criterion. Smart people see problems as puzzles to solve or opportunities to mine. The smartest thing you can do is ensure most people you hire are smarter than you are. Look beyond credentials like SAT scores and Ivy League degrees, which can be influenced by privilege. Seek people who think dialectically, capable of reconciling contradictory information and changing opinions when presented with new evidence. True intelligence comes with humility, not arrogance. Use this thought experiment to evaluate talent. Imagine an employee unexpectedly resigning and gauge your reaction. If you feel panic, we're so screwed. They're an A player worth retaining at all costs. If you think, I don't like this, but we'll manage, they're a B player. If you feel relief, they're a C player who should have been fired anyway. When an employee consistently underperforms, graciously exit them immediately. Show kindness and let them go with dignity. Strategically overpay almost every direct report to ensure you have top-tier talent. Too many companies suffer from big company-itis, prioritizing predictability over communication through PowerPoint monologues. Good meetings are productively unpredictable. When smart people speak freely, value skyrockets. Keep groups to 15-20 participants for sincere discussion with less posturing. Monthly and quarterly operating reviews form the backbone of effective management. Each unit presents concise decks with key KPIs, satisfaction scores, and projections. Everyone reads beforehand and submits top questions, crowdsourcing the agenda toward critical issues. Actively seek conflicting opinions. They're the meeting's purpose. When intelligent people disagree constructively, dialogue elevates to where money gets made. Every attendee must contribute. Listening without speaking means taking without giving. Enforce four rules: no devices, except when presenting, one speaker at a time, full attention, and respectful disagreement. At XPO, Jacobs once banned a C-suite executive from operating reviews for a year after repeated side conversations. Though harsh, the message was clear: follow the rules or face consequences. This discipline creates a culture where people come prepared, engage fully, and leave with clear accountability, the foundation for billion-dollar decisions. Despite inevitable missteps, teams achieve remarkable outcomes by anticipating market shifts, building stellar organizations, executing strategic M&A, and embracing unconventional thinking. The deepest satisfaction comes from transforming ambitious concepts into tangible realities. United Waste Systems consolidated a fragmented industry while implementing environmental safeguards. United Rentals revolutionized construction equipment access. XPO and its spin-offs fundamentally improved supply chain management via strategic technology investments exceeding $3 billion, yielding environmental benefits and faster deliveries. This value flowed primarily to institutional investors representing millions of everyday Americans, teachers, nurses, police officers, depending on pension funds and retirement accounts. Creating meaningful impact lies within our control. The principles are proven. Fundamentally reframe problems, identify emerging trends early, execute sophisticated M&A strategies, build exceptional talent, conduct high-energy meetings, and foster unified cultures. These aren't theories. They've created billions in value. The question isn't whether these principles work, but whether you'll rewire your thinking, do deep research, have tough conversations, and build something that genuinely matters. That's where the joy lives, and where the billions follow.